Forward by Rene Rodriguez. Welcome to the age of attention. Companies, politicians, and firms, influencers, and the media spend billions trying to capture our attention, whether it be a swipe, a like, a purchase, a share, a referral, or a view. They are all fighting for it because where our attention goes, money flows. Period. I have studied and watched this phenomenon for years, mostly from a position of frustration. I was frustrated because I came from an era where content truly was king. I spent tens of thousands of dollars to create high-quality videos that no one watched on social media. I couldn't understand it. They said content was everything, but why did I have such a hard time getting people to watch videos? As frustrated as that made me, I was equally fascinated as to why my content wasn't gaining traction. So, 4 years ago, I began my search for answers, speaking with every successful social media person I could get in front of, reading the books that claim to have the formula, testing and trying a myriad of approaches, styles, and sequences. I learned very quickly that everyone had an opinion on what I should do, but no one could seem to get results. I also learned that this type of marketing was so new that there weren't any true gurus. It was just too new and constantly changing. I thought the big brands would be the ones to follow and emulate, but I was sorely mistaken. What worked for the big brands did not work for the rest of us. I was feeling quite defeated. I was sharing my frustration with my good friend Dave Savage, CEO of Mortgage Coach. He listened to me venting and complaining about how the world has changed and that people don't value good content anymore, blah, blah, blah. Basically, sounding like my parents saying how, back in their day, he then calmly said, I need to introduce you to my secret weapon, Richard Milligan of 4C. To be completely honest, I was not at all interested in taking the meeting, but did so out of courtesy for my friend. After 5 minutes of meeting Richard, I felt like I had met a long-lost brother, a kindred spirit who understood the value of strategic planning, brand ethos, and good old-fashioned hard work, but he brought something I had not yet seen. Richard understood this new digital world, and he could articulate it in a way that made sense to me. He effortlessly connected the tried and true fundamentals of strategy along with the modern approaches to marketing and communications. He explains to me that the reason I wasn't getting traction was because I was communicating as if I had a captive audience. As a speaker, that's what we have, people in a room ready to listen to you. That was not the case in social media and should not be the strategy. He went on to explain why my strategy of emulating the bigger brand names would not work, because I was not yet known. When you are known, people will watch what you have to say because they already have a connection with you and your content. He gave me the analogy that I must literally audition for people's attention with every single post, and that audition lasts only 3 seconds. It all began to make sense to me. I had to stop the scroll. In today's world, you can have all the solutions, the best information to share, and the strongest value proposition. But if you can't get people to stop scrolling so they can hear your message, you don't even exist. Richard was the unicorn I had been searching for. Not only that, but his entire team was also just like him. They were smart, asked the right questions, dug in deep to understand my brand, and even uncovered elements that I had been trying to articulate but couldn't find the words. They gave me a vision of what was possible and painted a picture that was attainable. I was hooked from the start. This book could not have come at a better time. I would venture to guess that if you are reading these words, you too have felt some of the frustrations I have felt and are also looking for answers. I do have one frustration with Richard, and it's that he didn't write the book sooner. I commend you for taking this journey and diving deep into what it takes to survive and thrive in this new world. So, grab your favorite pen and get ready to take notes. I promise you this, if you implement the strategies in this book, you will not only succeed, but also dominate in this digital world. Renee.